farmers and ranchers would be quick to remind us that they grew the leftovers that we were eating today. And for many of them, it's getting harder and harder to make a living. There are more than 3,000 dairy farms in Vermont in the 1980s. Today, there's just about 800, and 80% of them keep fewer than 200 animals. Steve Zind from Vermont Public Radio has this look at how one small family farm has managed to stay in business.
Puss, puss, puss. You're going the wrong way.
As the last straggling Holsteins plod through a thick soup of brown mud, the afternoon milking gets underway at Silloway Farms in the town of Randolph. The average Vermont dairy farm milks about 160 cows. With 65 milkers, Silloway Farms is small by comparison, but the numbers are still impressive. It takes 600 acres to provide the farm's herd with pasture and winter feed. These cows produce about 1.5 million pounds of milk every year. The milk brings in $300,000 to $400,000 annually.
1940, my parents moved here. Three farmers had gone out of business here before my parents moved in.
David Silloway took over the farm from his parents 30 years ago. Now in his early 70s, he's handed the responsibility to another generation, his son John and nephew Paul Lambert. John and his family live on the farm.
Well, we all work together to make major decisions on the farm, but I'm the one that lives here and the checkbook is here at this house and all the bills come to this house. So I hardly ever leave this place.
In its 77-year history, Silloway Farms has never really faced a financial crisis. David Silloway says that's due partly to circumstance.
Our farm is not a normal farm in that respect because for years we've gone without any mortgage, without any debt load at all.
The Silloways have also been careful about the choices they've made. As other farms grew and took on more debt, they decided it was better to stay with the same number of cows they've had since the 1970s. They figured expanding would mean taking on long-term debt. So they found other ways to grow the business. Just up the road from the farm, logs are loaded onto a machine that cuts and splits them. The chunks of firewood rattle up a conveyor and into a waiting truck. In 2016, the family's firewood business added another $140,000 to the bottom line, and it's still growing.
At some point, we decided that we did not want to expand the size of the herd. We would expand sugaring or firewood.
The sugaring is separate from the farming, but the two businesses help each other by loaning money back and forth when each needs it. John Silloway says the biggest challenge is juggling finances to compensate for the two big variables in dairy farming, the weather and roller coaster milk prices.
Well, we're always able to pay our bills, but if we have a real good year like 2014, we're able to either pre-buy grain or buy new equipment, whereas in a bad year, we would just, you know, tighten our belts and just get by.
The Silloway farm covers 300 hilly acres. For years, the family leased another 300 acres nearby to get enough hay in for winter. But 2 years ago, the owners of that farm decided to sell the land, and David Silloway says the farm faced a hard choice.
We either had to downsize or buy it.
Which they did.
And that was a $500,000 decision.
The Silloways made another important decision when they decided to transition to organic milk production. They're in the middle of the year-long transition process.
So this is the organic stuff.
It is. $600 a ton right there.
The farm's biggest expense is the grain bill. It was about $100,000 annually, but John Silloway says the organic grain they're feeding costs twice that.
For a real good milk price, it'll be worth it, I guess.
Since this is a small operation, Silloway says hiring workers to help with milking, for example, accounts for only about 10 to 15% of costs. He's confident the farm could survive without transitioning to organic, but more stable organic milk prices mean budgeting and planning could be easier.
We can even plan for retirement, which, you know, a lot of farmers don't even consider that.
Every farm is different in the way it's managed and the economic realities it faces. Silloway Farms has found an approach that has worked for them for three generations. For Here and Now, I'm Steve Zind.